Next application is case number 11186, the application of Robert and Sharon McDonald for a site located north of Route 54, also known as Lighthouse Road, being south of Blue Indigo Road and being lot 4678 within Americana Bayside, and being tax map ID 5-33, map 19, parcel 1183.01, requesting a variance from the rear yard setback requirement. This application, there's a 2-foot variance from the required 10-foot rear yard setback for a proposed enclosed porch. And there's no letters in support of or in opposition from any area residents or agencies.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Robert C. McDonald, MCDONALD, 20 Kimmy, KIMMIE Court, Bear, Delaware, 19701.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman.
Good evening, sir.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is my petition to put a porch on the back of our home in Bayside, Americana. Okay. Our house is located at the extreme end of the subdivision, and I did provide for the board a copy of a Google shot, if you will. The back of my property, while I may be vested with a great deal of talent, I apparently can't use a tape measure. The back of my yard runs exactly from the back of my house to the property line is 10 feet. Beyond that is an 8 to 10 foot dirt berm, beyond which there's a retention pond. The retention pond is about 150 feet across, perhaps 400 yards long. Beyond that's a chicken coop. There's no residences that will be developed to the back of my home or anywhere in that area. From the street, you can't see this proposed improvement. The only person that actually can see it's my neighbor immediately to my left, and that's Mr. and Mrs. Stephen Smith. And I've spoken with him, and while he can't be here tonight, he's from upstate Pennsylvania, he's in support of my petition. And if the board would like, I'll submit an affidavit subsequent to tonight's hearing. But again, it's a 2-foot encroachment into the 10-foot yard setback that will allow me to enclose a porch.
Okay. Mr. McDonald, can you, there are standards for granting a variance. Will you go over those, please?
Sure, I'd be glad to. Is the property unique? I believe so. The backyard is only 10 feet to a berm. It would not allow me to use my house to its fullest extent. So it's unique in that setting. It's unique by the fact that there is no other housing that's going to be built beyond it that would see this. I talk like it's going to be some kind of a dump. It's not, but then you wouldn't see my porch from the street or from the back of my house because there's no houses to be developed there. That's the uniqueness of it. Whether or not it burdens my property, I don't believe it burdens my neighbors at all. In fact, as I've already testified, there's only one neighbor that can see it, and he's represented to me, and I represent to you. And if you doubt my candor, I'll certainly do an affidavit that he's, in fact, in support of this petition. So there is no adverse effect, or is there any substantial burden placed on any of the landowners?
Do you feel that you need this for reasonable use of your property?
I'm sorry, sir, say that again.
You need this variance for reasonable use of your property?
Yes, sir, I do. I only have 8 feet, and it's just not enough for a porch that you can move around on safely.
Why do you feel that it's not been the request has not been created by yourself?
I'm sorry, sir.
Why do you feel that the request has not been created by you?
In all candor, I believe it is created by me. Like I said, I measured it. I thought I had 10 feet. The contractor came, directed me that I had not had 10 feet. So, to some respect, I would have purchased elsewhere in the subdivision if that was the case.
Did you give us an alternative motive if you don't have a 2-foot variance? If this board turns down a 2-foot variance, what are you going to do?
I don't believe I'll erect a porch.
Okay. All right. That's what I wanted to hear.
And then there'd be some explaining to do when I get north of the big ditch, but.
Yeah, right.
That's a good one. Okay. Mr. Hudson, do you have any? Mr. Bortman?
No.
And Mr. Calloway, I have no questions at this time.
Thank you.
Hearing no questions, Or again, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has answered the questions of what we've asked him and done it well. But I feel that he is creating his own unnecessary hardship. I believe that this is not necessity, and that the unnecessary hardship is being created by the applicant. That's my vote, so I would deny it on that case.
Do you make a motion to deny it?
I make a motion to deny it.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion? Chair will have a motion on the floor. I'll call for a second on the motion. Last call. Not hearing a second, the motion at this time will be denied, will be withdrawn. The lack of a second. So again, Chair is open for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 11,186 under advisement.
Second that motion?
Second.
A motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 11,186 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And Mr. Calloway, aye. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,186 is taken under advisement, sir. If that means your case may be heard here later on this evening, you may stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Thank you. May I be excused?
Yes, sir, you may be.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.